Sí.
KFADNF, good morning, Drake.
Good morning, Bentley. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just still fiddling with this darn DMR radio. I just can't get it to connect through my hotspot to this talk group that you have set up on the Link repeater system. When I key it up, it shows that it's connecting. I can see it in my PiStar dashboard, but the transmission that comes through when I'm listening on the analog side with another radio, it chops it up real bad, so I don't know what's going on.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up the talker dashboard here. There we go. All right, go ahead and try your DMR radio again, and I'll see how it's coming through on the control panel here.
All right, stand by.
KFAD. That was great.
Okay, you can hear me fine?
Heard. Sounded great with that, so. Yeah, the patch sounds all goofy. Let me go log into that and see what's going on there. Stand by.
All right, I'm going to try rebooting it real quick. So you're going to hear your DMR radio start talking.
All right, standing by.
All right, NATOH testing, 1, 2, 3.
NATOH testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, I think you're good now, Bentley. It just needed a reboot.
ENF.
It did not like you that time. Try it again.
KFA.
Okay. I've got some more investigating to do. Stand by.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Drake, I've got my FM radio set up, and I can hear you loud and clear through it. And when I transmit through my FM radio, I can hear myself on my DMR radio with that link, but it's just me transmitting into the link, apparently.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why it's only dropping for you, though. Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because it sounds loud and clear through digital, but it's choppy on analog. But when I talk on digital, it doesn't do that, which is making zero sense to me, so I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, I didn't mean to suck you into this first thing on a Sunday morning.
It needed to happen. Toby, I saw you key up in there. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'll be standing by tweaking my code plug, so I'll be here if you want me to test again. KF8ENF.
Toby, if you're in there still, go ahead. I saw you key up.
Okay. Yeah, I have to wait because I think what you need to do on DMR is key it up first, let go, so it'll key up that repeater on DMR like you told me, because I have to do that with the Anytone. Is I key it up, and then I have to let go and then re-key. I don't know if it's just Traverse City or the whole DMR setup. That could be part of the problem, too. You're both coming in fine on analog and digital. Go ahead, Drake.
Just getting in here. Try a different hotspot. And it doesn't seem to be doing it for me. So, investigation time. Does it look like it's dropping anything for you, Bentley? don't see any loss or anything. It's just dropping out. Are you using Wi-Fi or are you using Ethernet?
Back over here from the analog side, Drake. Yeah, I'm using Wi-Fi, but I've checked. I've got a great Wi-Fi signal. I've also checked on my PiStar dashboard where I've got a very, very low BER of like 0.1 or 0.3, so I don't think it's a network issue on my end, but I could try connecting it up to Ethernet and see if that helps.
So one thing I have seen before is if you're on 2.4 gigahertz, sometimes it doesn't like you. I'm not saying it's a network issue. I'm just trying to rule it out just in case because this issue is not making any sense. I'd say if you're on 5 gigahertz, it says so on your dashboard, you're probably fine. 2.4, I know I can't use 2.4 for my hotspot here in my apartment building because the 2.4 gigahertz band is so congested that it's pretty much unusable. Just see if it's on 5 gigahertz. It'll tell you right down there in the bottom of the configuration page. And then I'm probably gonna do a full reboot on everything for the patch and see if it'll fix it. And if it doesn't, then my brain's gonna start really working.
Okay, well that's good advice. I am on my dashboard right now trying to figure it out. I do have a 2.4 gigahertz and a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi band going on with my mesh network. Can't really tell which one I'm connected to. So I'll try dumping the whatever connection I have and then reattaching to the 5 gigahertz exclusively. For what it's worth, when Toby broke in there, both of you guys were coming through loud and clear on my DMR radios through my hotspot. So it's got to be something on my end on the TX side.
I want if there's an update on his hotspot, maybe.
I didn't catch what you said there. I had two radios going at once.
Or if there's an update on his hotspot that possibly has come out, so maybe he needs to check and see.
It's a possibility. Updates usually don't cause this kind of issue, especially with how weird it is. It's only chopping up his audio from digital over to the patch. It's not chopping it up on, like, for us. Like, if he talks on digital, he sounds fine over DMR, but then when it transfers over to the patch, it's all choppy. But when you and I talk, it doesn't do it. So I'm going to start fully rebooting a couple things here, and then we'll come back at this. So the patch is going to be off for about 3 minutes.
TCVSU. I'd like to do a full reboot, and then we'll see what happens. TCVSU, portable.
KS.
Hey, DMH testing. Hey, DMH testing. All right, Bentley, give it another try.
Yes, hey, yeah.
That just makes no sense. All right, stand by again. Any DMH
things that I should be chasing down on my end?
I'm not going to send you on a wild goose chase until I clear everything over on my end.
All right, copy that. I'll kind of go through and make sure I don't see anything unusual over here, but maybe what I'll do is I'll connect this thing up to Ethernet, too, and see if that improves things at all.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what my the IP address is for the hotspot at my parents' place, because that's where the patch is. I don't remember what the IP address is, so I can't get into it. Oh, boy. Come on, Winbox. I just want to open another session so I can log into the router over there. It's telling me no. Hey, DMH testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, KCVSU.
Alright, so what I'm seeing here is, Bentley, you've got 1% loss, which shouldn't be causing what's going on, and everybody else has 0%. So I want you to key up again, give me like 10 to 15 seconds of a transmission, and then unkey.
KF.
Okay. Well, it super did not like you on that one. Give me one more second here. I'm going to try rebooting this too. All right, Bentley, let's give it another try.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, looks like we have a winner.
Bob Mill?
Yeah, looks like you're making it through now without dropping out.
A conversation on both sides over on the FM side, too.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to notice is it might chop off the beginning of your transmission sometimes on analog. But that's probably, yeah, you just key up, wait about a second, and then start talking.
All right, I'll keep that in mind and see if that'll work.
Now I got to figure out where I put my DMR portable.
Your vehicle.
My luck, it would be in the work vehicle, which is out the shop. Hold on, I think it's right here. Yep, I found it.
Yay. God, you just put an air tag on it to find out what it was.
To say thank you both for all your help. Really appreciate you jumping on this Sunday morning and giving a newbie some assistance here. Drake, I owe you multiple beers now.
Hey, sounds like a winner to me.
Well, watch out. We're going to have to drag Drake home.
Drag me home? I'm already home.
But that was a joke. I love this any tone. I really do. It fits my hand beautifully, and it receives good. Once we get some more talk groups in here, I think this poor radio might end up dead for me talking.
Yeah, you'll have that. I like my Motorola one. I got a 3500E, and it's a nice small little radio. And I've accidentally left it on for like 2 days, and it was on those whole 2 days. The battery just goes.
This one does, too. I mean, I can leave it on for 4 days, and it won't die because I don't have it in scan mode. I just have it locked on here or on something else. But, no, this thing really does good, too. I mean, literally, I don't have to charge this like I do the FT-70.
Yeah, I have to charge my FT-70. Like, if I use it once a day or once or twice a day and I have it sit on for like an hour, I got to charge it again.
I bought. But those still, one thing on those is if that battery light comes on, Don't worry about it. It's got a little flaw in it, and everybody's finding that out. Because I checked the battery power when that comes on, and I'm still good.
Okay. Bentley, if you're still in there, go ahead.
Toby, I was curious, is it the Anytone 878 that you've got? I picked up a VTEC DMR6X2, which I think is a clone of that radio with a little bit different software operating system.
I have the 878. This was one that both Drake and Joe NHCN recommended I get. And I really like it. I actually, the only thing I don't love is it doesn't do our digital modes. I wish it would be as well. Okay. You know, I've got two different radios, so I can grab.
Side, but Toby's transmission was breaking up there. I could hear it fully over on FM, though, so not sure if it's an issue on my end or the whole digital system.
Probably just a little glitch while it was transversing the network or something.
In my front yard, Drake knows where I live, and I have a little downfall. Please. But I like this radio. I've almost thought about getting the mobile if I ever get the antenna system set. I'm thinking I'll have one unit be just DMR and one be analog and whatever else. Go ahead, Drake.
Yep. Yeah, those 878s are nice little radios. So, anyway, Toby, if you want some more stuff in it, like right now, you can send me your code plug, and I can dump some more stuff in there for you. And I can just send it back to you. You can dump it into your radio so you can play with it a little bit more.
Whereas it's kind of different and stuff, so one of these times you and I, I'll bring the computer and we'll meet up and you can kind of work with it, because there's a lot of different things. I already have a cold plug. How to send that, I don't know. So remember, I'm geek. I'm stupid, not geek. But yeah, we'll figure it out. No, I'm enjoying this radio. You know, I'm on my side deck facing towards Forever, so I'm doing pretty good off the handheld.
I was going to say, you haven't been really dropping out a whole lot except for that one time. So, that's not bad. Anyway, I'm bouncing off of a Munson machine right now. Are you able to hit the... Oh, you probably don't have it programmed in, Well, maybe your little Code 3 radio's got it in there. I think that little portable DMR portable you have has 44435 DMR in it, and I'm curious if you can reach it out there.
You have it decharged, so let me see if I can bring it on.
Works. Sort of. This little thing is kind of making the trip.
PCBSU negative. It's dead right now, so it's recharging. But I know it's on there. I think it's I forget which talk group it's on. Joe's got it set at.
Okay. To use this radio. Okay. Yeah, the little portable's not really doing it.
I was trying to use mine, but I don't have it programmed for my hotspot, so I can't really use it. I got to get a new cable for it to reprogram the radio. All right, guys, I'm going to get something going for this year because I haven't done that yet. So I'm glad I got everything going, though. So. Catch you guys later. Anyways.
I just brought up the 2-4-4-4-3-5. He's got statewide 1 and statewide 2 in that little portable.
Okay, yeah, that should, if he's got statewide 1 and 2 on there for, 443 or 44435, it's probably in there for 44252.
We'll figure it out. You got to teach me a few tricks here. I got to learn this, but you got to show me things. So, okay, talk to you later, TCAVSU.
And if you might.
If you guys help this morning, enjoy your Sunday. Have a great rest of the weekend, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you later. KF8 DNF. KF8 ENF testing. KF8 ENF testing. KF8 ENF testing DER.
KCAVSU, you're making it fine.
Yeah, just walking around my house to see where I can get into my hotspot and where I can't. A few more times.
So I heard you out there, yeah. So, okay, I'm on what I was doing, KCAVSU.
ENF testing BER. State ENF testing BER. KF8 ENF.
DMH testing.
Hey, ENF, hear you loud and clear, Drake.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm just trying out a remote base here.
Yeah, I think things seem to be working well on my DMR hotspot, so I think I'm good to go.
Nice. Good stuff. I'm using a remote base that's over in Manfalona. And I'm bouncing off the Petoskey Tower right now.
Wild man.
There's always something.
I'm serious about that offer of a beer. You find yourself in the Petoskey area, look me up. If you happen to be driving your work truck, I'll buy you a cup of coffee instead.
Hey, man, it's all good. That's why we're here. You want to try 5C Simplex? I wonder if I can hear you from here.
What kind of Simplex?
146.52.
Yeah, I just tried you twice there on high power at 50 watts and did not get a response, so you must not have been able to hear me.
No, I tried throwing a call for you, and I couldn't hear you either, so it was worth a shot, though.
Yeah, always happy to test this stuff. I got a buddy that's up between Harbor Springs and Brutus, and we are desperately trying to get a Simplex connection between us, but we haven't been able to find the magic sauce yet.
Yeah, understood. I just switched over to the Sheboygan Tower. I wonder if I can try the Mackinac City one with this thing.
I'd give it a whirl. I'll be here if you want to test something else.
Okay. Yeah, I can just barely hear it, so I don't think that's happening.
That'd be a pretty good reach.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say the Mackinac City Tower is not going to make it, so. Oh, well. Experiment, and it's fun.
Always fun to try.
That's for sure. All right, thank you, sir. I'm going to jump out of here. Right, DMH.
Yeah, catch you later, KFA-DNF.
Good afternoon, Stateside. This is a UK station calling in through Echolink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. The UK station standing by.
KE8FGW, monitoring.
KF8ENF. 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 KF8ENF testing. KF8ENF testing.
K8ZAT. KF8ENF. K8ZAT. KF8ENF.
KFA-ENF. KFA-ENF calling KE8-EAT.
ENF testing. ENF testing. KFA-ENF. Testing. KFA.
FAEN. Hello, Charlie 8, Foxtrot Uniform, Juliet, just testing my radio, KCNFDJ. Anybody on frequency, KCNFDJ?